परम सत्कार योग सात संगत जी और हमारे माननीय भारतीय काउंसलर श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य जी, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है। आपने यहाँ आके हमें ये टाइम दिया, हम अपना सौभाग्य समझते हैं और आपका धन्यवाद करते हैं। आई थिंक all the Sad Sangat members and youngsters, I am seeing you here after more than 2 years, probably 2.5 years. The whole world and everybody has gone through a difficult time. The signs are still there. I see all of you are wearing masks, and excuse us, we who have come from Indians are not wearing masks. Probably our government has done a good job of controlling the COVID. It's a good time. Our honorable counselor mentioned about Sadhguru Ram Singh ji, and today when I was with Sardar Gurcharan Singh ji, Sardar Manmohan Singh ji, and his brother Gursharan Pal ji, he was explaining me the history of how they came to Chiang Mai, and I think your history is now probably more than 100 years old. And this is a beautiful history, how you would have grown, how much effort your elders would have put into this. Probably this Chiang Mai would not have been what it is today. These houses would not have been what it is today. I don't know whether at that time probably there would have been no air conditions. Probably electricity would have been also scanty. And this whole materialistic life is evolved. But one question I am asking, when I was looking at the photographs of some of the elders, I was looking at the photographs of Sardar Gurcharan Singh's grandfather, and I was feeling an aura on his face. It was an aura of spirituality, it was an aura of meditation, and there were so many other elders. Probably that happiness, with the materialism coming in, probably that happiness has started missing. We all do that for the happiness. So, the more we move away from the spirituality, the more we are moving away from our traditionals, the more we are getting into materialism. There is nothing wrong in earning the money. That is how this world is designed by the Creator. The Creator has created in such a way that He has given us, everyone is a specific job, and all of you are doing that. Counselor Sahab, probably Hinduism and Sikhism has a similar philosophy, and if I may say, most of the Indian religion has a similar philosophy. Our practices have changed. And these religions, mind you, including our religion, I am proud to say, and youngsters should know, the Sikhism is all inclusive. If you are reading Gurbani, if you are practicing Gurbani, if you are practicing meditation, you would know that your Gurbani is not specific to a particular religion. It's all inclusive. And when I say all inclusive, it's not just the humanity, it's all beings. When we start, the first philosophy is, it's a creation of one Creator. And Creator is not in the sky, He is not in a separate heavens, He is not under the earth. He is between you and me, He is between His beings, He is between His nature, He is everywhere. The one who realizes, he reaches that level. But that is what we are talking about, very far, looking at our traditions, looking at our all inclusives. My Sadhguru ji, Sadhguru Pratap Singh ji, I think, who was the first Sadhguru who came here to Chiang Mai, to Bangkok, he says, India is the one country which has given peace to everyone. And if we practice the Indian religions in true form, this is what which can give peace to yourself, and it can give the peace to everyone. Anyway, my request to all of you, can you revive those traditions? Can you get back to our old ways of Sikhis? how much we can tread on your path. If I am coming here and I come and I visit you for a day, I used to come almost once in a year, now I've come after 2-3 years. It's of a use if I can revive those beautiful traditions. Can we bring back the youngsters to our fold? So the initiative has to be from you. We are all here to support you. As our Sadhguruji's hukam, get up early in the morning, have your bath, do your ardas, and start with a naam simran. If you cannot sit for full 1 hour, you can start with 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you can start with 30 minutes. And during that time, can you concentrate? How good is your concentration? You start doing it, you start getting up before sunrise as Sadhguru Satya Patshah Ji's hukam, and you see the difference coming into your life. The how happy it keeps you. So, you know, we can understand, you know, today I am trying to speak in English. The reason I'm speaking in English, because I thought that if I'm addressing in Punjabi or I'm speaking in Hindi, I think there will be very few elders who are even older than me who would understand it. If I'm speaking in English, at least most of you would be able to understand. Even during my earlier visits, same thing I requested, that we are there to support you. Can we have a gathering of youths here once in a week, which should be led by you? You can do your own planning, you can do your own programs. If you want a part of entertainment within our limits, you can do that. But spend 15-20 minutes to under this beautiful religion, the beautiful spirituality, what our Sadhgurus have preached us, so that we can get rid from our mind of our concerns, our jealousies. The evil is within our mind. So tread on his path is what gets us rid of our concerns, our depressions, our anger. My visit here, I will consider it to be more useful if we can bring back the youth together. You can volunteer that you will run this program. Today I am here, probably I can see a gathering of 50, 60, 70, 100 of you, but probably on the regular weekends it may not be so much. And I have said it so many times, the Sikhism is a way of life. It's not just about coming here, doing the namaskar, sitting for a few minutes, having langar and going back. It's a way of life. And that way of life, if you are coming here once in a week, it should continue at your home. You know, if it continues at your home also becomes Gurdwara, it also becomes a temple. Actually, your body is the temple of the Creator, if I can say in few words. That is what our Gurus, that is what our Gurbani does teach us. So my request to you, that if you can come together, you can sit together, you can be some volunteers, that we will gather, we will lead this initiative. You have any questions, you are welcome at any time. Apart from so many difficulties, this pandemic has taught us how to get together online. We have been, many of you had been still having your meetings online every day, or you must have been spending 8 hours or 10 hours on the phones, on the computers, and we can do that for this good cause. So I shall appreciate if some of you youths can volunteer and say we will start this. Thank you again, Councillor Saab, for coming back here. Thank you for the Sangat, for inviting me. And my humble prayer, meri Sadhguru Sache Patshah de charna vich ardaas hai, ke Sache Patshah bakshish kar sikhi da daan de. Sadhguru Pratap Singh Sache Patshah, Sadhguru Jagjit Singh Sache Patshah, tusi ithe charan paaye ne, tusi is dharti nu paag laya, ਇਸ ਧਰਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਛੋਹ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਚਰਨ ਪਏ ਨੇ, ਇਹ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੋ, ਆਪ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੋਈ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰ ਸਕੀਏ। ਇਹ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਬਣ ਸਕਣ, ਇਹ ਬੱਚੇ ਨਾਮ ਅਤੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਸਕਣ। ਸਾਡੀ ਕੋਈ ਵਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਪ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਹੈ, ਸੱਚ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ। ਇੱਕ ਮੈਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਧਿਆਨ 'ਚ ਅੱਜ ਆਉਣ ਡਿਆ ਸੀ, ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਿਵ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਡਿਜੀਟਲੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਜਨਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਨਾਲ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਕੁਨੈਕਟ ਹੋ। ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਨੌਵੇਂ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਸਲੋਕ ਅਗੇਨ? ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਯੂਜ਼ ਦ ਵਰਡ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਇਨਕਲੂਸਿਵ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਟਰੁੱਥ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ, ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਲਰਨ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਨੌਵੇਂ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਸਲੋਕਸ। ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦੈਮ ਡਿਸਪਲੇਡ ਔਨ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਅਲੋਂਗ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਮੀਨਿੰਗਸ ਇਨ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼, ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਇਨ ਥਾਈ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਇਟ। ਸਿਮੀਲਰਲੀ, ਵੈਨ ਸੰਬਡੀ ਰਿਸਾਈਟਸ ਐਨੀ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ, ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦੈਮ ਔਨ ਦ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਵਿਦ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼, ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਪੋਸੀਬਿਲਿਟੀ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਥਾਈ, ਦੈਟ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਲਪ ਅ ਲੋਟ। ਸੋ ਮੈਂ ਉਹੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਸੱਚ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ, ਗਰੀਬ ਨਵਾਜ, ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ ਇਹ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਵਧੇ, ਫੁੱਲੇ ਪ੍ਰਫੁੱਲੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਹੋਏ ਆਨੰਦ ਮਾਣ ਸਕੀਏ, ਉਸ ਆਨੰਦ ਨਾਲ ਆਪ ਜੁੜ ਸਕੀਏ, ਦੂਜਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਜੋੜ ਸਕੀਏ। ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦੀ ਹਾਂ। ਇੱਕ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਆਈ ਸੀ, ਸਰਦਾਰ ਗੁਰਚਰਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਨਮੋਹਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੁੜੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਥੱਲੇ ਦਿਖਾ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੁਛ ਤਸਵੀਰਾਂ ਲਗਾਈਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਨੇ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਬਹੁਤ ਤਸਵੀਰਾਂ ਹੋਣਗੀਆਂ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਥੱਲੇ ਲੰਗਰ ਹਾਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਬੜਾ ਛੋਟਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਇੱਕ ਮਿਊਜ਼ੀਅਮ ਬਣਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਚਿਆਂਗ ਮਾਈ ਦੀ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਏ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੁਛ ਤਸਵੀਰਾਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ ਸਿੰਘ ਸੱਚ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਦੌਰੇ ਕੀਤੇ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕੀਤੀ, ਜਦੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਆਏ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਰਹੇ, ਉਹ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਕੁਛ ਰਿਟਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ, ਕੁਛ ਤਸਵੀਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ, ਇੱਕ ਬੜੀ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਬਣ ਜਾਵੇ। ਇਹ ਬੜਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਇਤਿਹਾਸ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਰਹੇ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਏ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੱਚ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਨੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦਿੱਤੇ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਭਾਗ ਲਾਏ। ਇੰਨੀ ਅਰਜ਼ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦੀ ਆ, ਅੱਗੇ ਲੈਣਾ। ਹੁਣ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਸੁਣੋ, ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੋ, ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਫੋਨ ਨੇ ਜੇ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਦੱਸ ਦੇਣਗੇ, ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਮਝਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਦਾ ਆਨੰਦ ਮਾਣੋ। ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ।